We are holding Daf Hey Yomer Aleph on top. We go in the middle of the Shailom. If our Mishnah goes like that, our Mishnah goes only according to Reb Doisa. That our Mishnah said that Isha Sheyesh Leveses. So Da Yishoso. Someone want to say it goes according to Reb Doisa, because the Rabbanon argue. So first, someone want to say no. It could be the Rabbanon only argue that Shloim Bishas Vesosa. They hold an Isha is not the Da Yishoso. But it could be Bishas Vesosa, if she sees at the right time, then both agree that she is Dayishos like our Mishnah. The Elimor brought down a Brisa, it's not like that. That the Brisa says clearly, then Isha has a Kesem, she's Tamla Mafreya, even if she sees it Bishas Vesosa. Why? Because if she would see Shalash Bishas Vesosa, she'd be Tameya. So you want to say it only goes according to Rabbanan? Gemara says no, it go even according to Rabdais also. And now we're changing to say that Rabbi Doisa only says Da'ishosa if the Isha sees Bishas Vesosa. But if she sees Shaloi Bishas Vesosa, let's say her vest is to see Gimel, the third day of the Chodesh. And now this month she sees Beis B'Chodesh. So it could be now even Rabbi Doisa would agree, we would say she's Tamil and Mafreya, Mies Lies. And the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Doisa and Rabbon, as long as she sees Bishas Vesosa. And therefore this Brisa comes out according to everybody. As the Gemara says now, top on the Fayim and Aleph, the Gemara says now, oh, Brisa, this Brisa, Divrei HaKol, everybody holds that if she sees Shaloi, not at the time of Avesis, that then we say she's Tamil Mafreya. Meis Leis. So the Gemara says, who told you, who said like this? Veluk Mivcha, why not say the opposite way? Say like we said before, that our Mishnah goes according to everybody, and Rabbi Doisa holds that even Shaloi Bishas Vesosom, she's not Tamil Mafreya. So the Gemara says, true, we have a doubt which way to learn. But kivon the yikal ukmei lekula lechumra, since there's a possibility to learn it either lekula, there's that even Rabbi Doisa says more mekel and says even shlei b'shas v'sosa v'shaydai shosa, or else lechumra we could say now even Rabbi Doisa is only talking about b'shas v'sosa, but shlei b'shas v'sosa is also machmir. So therefore the crowd is lechumra makminan, would rather put the machlekes lechumra to say that if she sees Shaloi Bishas Vesos, everybody agrees she's Tamil Mafreya Mies Leis. So all Mafreya between Rabbi Doisa and the Rabbanan is that she sees Bishas Vesos. So then it'll come out that our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Doisa. The other Gemara says, Katoni, we learned, Shim Tira Shaloi Bishas Vesos, or Timei Mies Leis. Like Rashi says, real, this means to say like Kamoi Omamar. It's like what we learned before, that if Inisha sees a Kesem, she sees Tamil Mafreya. Because if she would see Shalei B'Shas V'Soso, she would also be Tamim Yes Lies. So Mara says, Taima, what's the reason? The Isha Sheyesh Leveses, who the Pligi Rabbonon, being some L'Riyosom. There's this master from this Raisa that the only reason why the Rabbonon say that if she sees her Kesem, B'Shas Haveses, the reason why she's Tamil Mafreya, because if she would see a Riyah Shalei B'Shas V'Soso, she would also be Tamim Lamafreya. So as long as it's possible for her by Uriah to be Tamil Lamafreya, so we say now she only finds a Kesem, she finds a spot on a Beged, a red spot, like looks like Dam on a Beged, so she's Tamil Lamafreya. So Mashmoni, why? Because it's Shayach Uriah by her to Matamah Lamafreya. So more makes a deek Mashmodo, so Hosha Noshim, the other four Noshim that we said before that the Meselek is Damim, like a Muberis, a pregnant lady, or a Manikais, or a Zekeno, that by them, Shem Rechomim, Dayin Shosin, that by them it's always a Dayin Shosin, no matter when they see Dam, a pregnant lady, or a nursing lady, no matter when she sees her Dam, she's always only Tomei Mikan Labo, Dayin Shosin, and not before. And so it should come out then Ksomim Kuriyosin, that when they find the Kesem, they're also only Tomei Mikan Labo from now on, and not from before. Because our Bryce is Mashma, the only reason why we're Mashma with the Kesem to say it's Tamil Mafreya is because it's possible to have a Riyah that's Tamil Mafreya. But by these Dalal Noshim, that all the Riyahs they have is only Tamil Mikana Labom and not Lamafreya, so it should come out in according to this Bryce that the Ksamim is only Tamil Mikana Labom from now onwards and not before. So more says, if so, Mani, who does this Bryce go like? I'll tell you, it goes like Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. It goes according to Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. The Yoma Rav Yuda. Oma Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. That Kol HaNoshim, Kol HaNoshim, Ksomim Tomil Mafreya. Because by regular Isha, when she finds a kesem, she finds a spot of blood on her underpants. So lo chorish, she's telling me, even on Mafreya, even from way back before, I thought we know like for sure she checked out her begotten and the dam was not there. Now the notion shom chomim, the ladies at the chom say, dain shoson, that they are even the riyah. It's only Tom Imikan and Rabol that these four Noshim, Omubera Samanikas Kaina, is Ksamim Kiriyasam. They cast them as the same Malacha like the Riyah, that they're only Tom Imikan and Rabol from now onwards and not from before. Chutz excluding Miti Noikish to Egeas Manalirois, a young girl that did not come to time yet for it to see altogether. It's not normal that she should see Dam. In such a case, by a young girl like that, then Malacha is Shafilu Sadinan Shelo. Even if her underpants is full of blood, still we're not afraid. We do not say the dam came from her, but rather came from someplace else. Since she did not see dam yet, we'd rather be told the dam came from someplace else and not from her. Rashi says, even though we don't have anything real to say it came from, still we could say, maybe something happened, she didn't realize it. Why? Because here, the Abigufa and Lippus, we are told it came from Aguf, Kulikum. Sheikh, some of the Rabbanim knows that since Kesem was only Tum of the Rabbanim, some learned the Pshatis that since she was not Margaret, she didn't feel it. She's only Tumim Midiraisi if she feels when the Dam comes out. But a Kesem was always the Pshatis on a Begodim, she did not feel when it came out. So therefore, the Kesem was only Tumim Midirabbanim anyway. So therefore, Rashi says, when did the Rabbanim make this Gzeira, Dig Yezmanim? When it's time for the dam to come, the dam motzibo, our behola goes. You need to make a gzeria. Toil v'yein b'damim, since she doesn't have dam yet. And later we'll explain when is it called a zman, when the girl is called a giyaz man lirois. So Rashi says it's either she brings shtei shiris or else she comes yud beishon, even though she doesn't have beishiris. Yeah. So there's a loch here again. That chutz mitinokish legi esman lirosh afilu sadin and shalom lechokam badam ain chayshim lo. So the kitzur comes like with the brayse before goes like a chanina ben a tignit that he tak holds that on these dalid noshim that dain shoson the kesem is only tamim mikan labo and not from before. Now the gemara is o mi istan rabbi chanina kesem klal. Is it true I was saying does rabbi chanina hold the bchal there's a psul there's a tumah kesem? Rashi says biyar benoshim. Like by these four ladies that are Meselekes Damim, is it true that he holds that when she does find the Kesem, she's Tamei Kopon from now onwards? Is that true? For you have Tanya, but not like this. Kol Hanoshim, Ksomim Tamei. Every issue she finds a Kesem, she's Tamei. Venoshim, Shamach Chomim, Dain Shosen. But these four ladies that the Chom say, whenever they see down, they're only Tamei Mikan Labo, not from before. Ksomim Tamei, the Kesem is also Tamei. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas said there that Noshim Shom Rechomim, these four ladies that the Chom said, die in Shoson, that when they see Dam, they're only Tamim Mikan Labo, not from before, Ein Lam Kesem, they have no Tumas Kesem. So my love doesn't mean to say Ein Lam Kesem Cloud, they have no Tumas Kesem at all. So Khuri can't say the price before it goes according to Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina holds there's no Tum Kesem at all by these four Noshim. And it could be like Rashi said before, since it's only the Rabbanin, by these four notions, since them is lekas v'damim, we don't say they even have a, we don't say that the dam came from them. The dam came miyalmo. It's more says Lord, no, that's not the shadow of Chanina ben Atignas. I'll tell you when he says they lam kesem just means the mafreya. They're not talking about mafreya. Al v'yesh lam kesem mikanu labor. That has a tumas kesem mikanu labor. That it does that. For now on, he also agrees that after they find the kesem, they're talking for now on. It's more says the soul mechalal. Then it's a proof. The Tanakhama Savar Afilu Lamafreya. The Tanakhama then that argue under Chanina hold even on these four Noshim that when they do see Dam, we say Dain Shosan. You want to tell me though when they find the Kesem that the Tamil Lamafreya? So it comes out that the Ksamim is more Chumra than the Riyah, even though a Kesem is only with the Rabbanim. But they're for sure something like the price that we had before. So it says, in yes, it could be these Chacham that argue under Chanina tack hold that Anisha has a kesem to metam even on Masrei, even by these dal noshim. And who is this man, the Yomer? And I tell you, Rabbi Meir, he goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the machmir gabi ksamim, that we find Rabbi Meir is a big machmir, peyichos ksamim. The tiny learn like this, that kol ha-noshim ksamim tam lo mafreya. The regular Isha, when she sees, finds a kesem, So she's telling me all the way back before, until she checked out her bag, until she knew for sure it was Torah. But v'noshim shem chachamim, dayin shosim, these four ladies that the chachamim say that dinyas is always dayin shosim, whenever they sit down, they're only talking from now onwards, is ksomim tamlam afreya. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. The Sikra Rabbi Meir is more machmer by kesem. Now the Maisa, since they found the kesem now, so, and we say that the dam came out, came before even, and therefore she's tamlam afreya. And the svar is like this, Bishlema, when she sees dam, she has the agosha, she feels the dam coming out now. So what do you want to say? That maybe the dam came out from before also. Now we say no, since these noshma Masalek is domin, and she knows for sure the dam came out now, we say it's only now and not before. But by kestim of the case, she did not feel when it left her body. She only now finds it, checks it on her clothing. So she doesn't know the dam came out now. But since she has no reason to say it came out now or before, then we have to be machmir to say that maybe the dam came out before when she first put on the begid. And therefore, may he hold that even these four nashim think some of Matamalam Afreya. Again, there's Nogayat Yilchus Tyrus. The fact that she's Tamalam Afreya means that if she touched any truma through all this last time that she's wearing the begid, the truma becomes Tamay. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Artignis Oimer, that Noshim Shem Chachamim, Dayin Shosam, these four ladies of the Noshim, did the Chachamim say, that when they see Dav, they're only Tamim Mikan Labo, and not before, so Ksom Kriyosam, the Kesam also had the same Aloha, that it's only Tamim Mikan Labo from now onwards, and not from before. But Vitinoikas Shegiyas Manaliris, let's say a girl 12 years old, that came right at the time when she said see Dav, and she didn't see it, Aloha is Yesh Lo Kesam. She has Hilchot Ksamim, that if she finds a Kesim, a Koponim should be Tomim Mikana Labo, like Rashi says, Yesh La Kesim means Mikana Labo, even though she didn't see it, but since she's of age already fit to be seen, to see, so now she finds a bloodstain on it, Begid, what I can say came from her, and she's Tomim Midrabanim, Mikana Labo. But what's going to be for Shaloi Higiyas Manaliris? That's if the girl was so young, she's less than 12 years old, it's not the time yet for the Sidam. Then the locher is ain lo kesem, that even though she finds blood stains on the begodim, we say it came from someplace else, not from her, and she will not even be tummy mikana labo. Now the amos sahigiyas man liras, what's called the age that now she is fit to see, that we say she does have tumas kesem on it, that means meshigiyah yimehan urim, when she becomes 12 years old, which Rashi said before means either she brings two saris, or even if she doesn't have two saris, but as long as she's 12 years old, that's also called the Giyim Meinurim. Then if she would see, then she does have Hilchos Kesem. But when? Mikana Labo, not before. But our Koponim, we have Rav Meir here that holds even by the Dalet Noshim, the din of the Kesem is the Chumra, that she's Tamalim Afreya. So that could be Psham, the Chachomim, that argued before, in the Chanina, that they hold Ksomim is Tamalim Afreya. Even though the Noshim, the Dalet Noshim would see down, they're only Tamalim Mikana Labo, but Hilchos Ksomim, like we explained, since she does not know when the dam came out, so there's no reason to say it came out now more than before. Therefore, like some according to her mayor, she'll be tamid l'mafreya. Now it says in the Mishnah, fiyam ha-shameshes b'yedim, the Nisha, if before she has tashmish, she makes a bedika both before tashmish and after tashmish, so those bedikas are counted. And therefore, if she sees later, 2 hours later, dam, she'll only be tamay these past 2 hours and not before that, because the bedika of the tashmish was a good bedika. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Eid Shalifnei Tashmish Eina Mamayit Kipkida. No, that she checks herself before tashmish, that's not called a good bedika. And therefore that bedika alone would not stop the tumma to go back Lamafreya Meyes Leis. If that was the only bedika she made, let's say then 3 hours later, she sees dam, should be tummy back 24 hours or until the last good bedika she made. So Mor says, my time, what's the reason? Omerav ktino mitorch shemuhumu lebeisa. Means like she's going to do a fast job now because she wants to have tashmash with her husband. So Mor asks the question, so what? Fechi muhumu lebeisa my heavy, so what? So what if she's going to do a fast job? But the chura, the havamin is now she's going to make a good bedika. As long as she makes a good bedika, what do I care if she does it fast? She wants to live with her husband, but still it's a good bedika. And if she finds herself to be torn now, and then she sees later, that should be a proof that the dam for sure did not come out before this. So Mor says, yes, the pshat is that mitoich shemuhumu lebeisa, since she's such in a fast rush, is eino machneses lechunus stokim. She does not make a good bedikah. She does not put the cloth in. She does not go inside lechur into all the cracks and all the corners over there inside her. So she doesn't make a good bedikah. So then we're afraid that maybe dam really was there from before. And the reason why she didn't find it on her bedikah was because she didn't do a good job. So that says chiddush from Yehuda Mashmul that the bedikah she does before tashmish does not help. So where it says, let's see. Tanan, we learned in our mission of Tanan, HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, HaRezu Kepkidom, that if she has Tashmish with Bedikis, Eidim here means Bedikis, she checks herself, it is considered like a good Bedika. It says, Losh HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, Mashma, both of them. So my love, doesn't the two Eidim mean Chad Lefnei Tashmish, V'Chad L'Yachat Tashmish? Well, one means before Tashmish, and one means after Tashmish. So Moshe says, Lord, it's not the Pshat. It could be Eidim V'Eidim L'Yachat Tashmish. That the Mishnah says the bedikas are good, that's only the two bedikas that are done after Tashmish. What is that? The echad loy, the echad lo. Like yet, they have Tashmish, through the svar is more that Tashmish alone, when they live together, that's also reason to cause it to see dam. So bizman, they will know the tyrus. We want to make sure to know when she's tamei, not even matama the trumba. So therefore, they're supposed to make a bedika right after Tashmish. So right after both he, the man, checks himself with a cloth, wife to Zaver, and what then she also has to make a bdika. So these two bdikas that are done after Tashmish, there she takes the time, she's not in a rush then. So those bdikas help. That's called Echod Loi, one is the Shemata that he wipes himself with, the Echod Loi, one is the A that she makes a bdika with. Kiritznam, like we'll have a mission later that says that Derech B'nois Yisrael, it was the minig by B'nois Yisrael, that Misham Shesh B'Shnei Eidim, that after Tashmish they would make two bdikas. Echad loy, one was the husband wiping himself, the echad loy, and one she would make a bedika. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means, HaMeshamesh is Beidim, the two Eidim are after Tashmish. But maybe it's not a kashan of Yehuda Mashmuel that he says that the bedika that's done before Tashmish that she makes in herself, that's not a good bedika. So Mara says, Hi Mai, what kind of shot is this? Iyam with Bishlam would be very good if you say that the bedika the Mishnah is talking about was Chad Lefnei Tashmish, V'Chad L'Yachad Tashmish, Yitzrich. Then it's good why the Mishnah has to say the Chiddush that both of them help. Because otherwise, Salko, the Chimin Rai would have thought to say, Mitzayach Shemum Lebeis, since she's in a big rush to live with her husband, is Lloyd Bot Kishapish, doesn't do a good Bedika, she doesn't check well, Kamashma, no, that Harezu Kapkida, that is considered like a good Bedika. Therefore, let's say in a case where she only makes the Bedika before Tashmish, and she forgets to make the Bedika after Tashmish, and then she sees Dam 2 or 3 hours later, that shall only be tummy these last 2 or 3 hours, not more. So it's good the Chiddush and the Mishnah. But El Yam, but if you're going to tell me that the Pshat for the Mishnah is that Edividi, both the Bedikas are talking about, Liyacha Tashmish, is so chub Shita. What's the Chiddush then? The Bedika she makes after Tashmish is a good Bedika. She's not in a rush then. So Pshita, that Bedika, stops the Tumah from going back before that. Because Pshita, if she would have Dam then, she would see it now. Since she doesn't find it now, it's not called she had dam from before this. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Samura says, no, maybe still both bedikas means le'achat tashmish, and there's a chiddush here also. Because if the Mishnah would have said otherwise, I would have thought to say, mal the time, I would have thought to say, shema maybe, tira, tipas, dam, kechadol. No, maybe really she saw dam before. Even before this tashmish now, even before she sees dam 2 hours from now, dam started to leave the makor, her womb, maybe 5 hours ago, and really there's some dam in the base achitzin. If so, how come she makes a bedikah now after Tashmish? She doesn't find it. The Teretz says maybe we have to be afraid for tachvenu shichva zera. Since it's after Tashmish now, maybe the baal shichva zera that went in there is like covering up the dam. So if even though she does a good job then, but maybe the shichva zera covers up the dam. It could be the pshat is that the tipas dam is under the shichva zera and he can't tell. So bedikah is not called a good bedikah. Let's be afraid of this. Is Kamashmala? No, we're not afraid of that. Now the Maisa, we say if there was Dam, even though there's Zera there now, so what? Still, she would be able to find the Dam and see it. And since she made a Bedika and did not find Dam, she has the right to say she's Vadei Tor, even to get to Tyrus. And therefore we say if she first sees Dam 2 or 3 hours from now, she'll only be telling my friend these last 2 or 3 hours and not before. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So again, so it could be Tarakash and Yehuda Mashmul. It could be the Bedika before Tashmish does not count. That's not a good Bedika. The Mishnah only means the two Bedikas Lacha Tashmish. For your boy is saying another terrorist, the Mishnah could be like this. Eimosh Te Bedikois Atzuchu Rabbanan. The Mishnah just means to tell us the Yisoid, a fact, that the Chomim said an Isha should make two bedikas. Chad Livnei Tashmash v'chad Liyachat Tashmash. That is just telling us there's a mitzvah to do both. But the Chikatoni Harezu Kepkido, when the Mishnah says that that bedika helps to take away the time of Meis Leis, maybe it's only Aliyaka Tashmish, it's only going on the Bdika that's done after Tashmish, but not on the Bdika that's done before Tashmish, like Rav Yehuda Meshmul says. So I'm asking the question, Master's not telling you a mitzvah that she should do it, it's just saying if she did it. It's not saying Lashon that she should do it. So I'm asking Nechanami, Tani Umishameshis. Change around the Lashon, the Mishnah, it should be saying the Mishnah, Umishameshis. Means then you're supposed to. That Medina Chazal, Pesman de Rodoy, the Tyrus, that the locker is, when she has Tashmish, she's supposed to make two bedikas, one before Tashmish and one liacha Tashmish. That the Mishnah continues on to say that those the bedika helps to mamayit miyes leis, maybe it's only the bedika of liacha Tashmish and not the bedika of kaidim Tashmish. So, mainly the Mishnah come out good, even according to Rav Yehuda Meshmul. Now it says in the Mishnah, Meme'etes, Ayad Meyes Liyes, that this Bedika she makes now, after Tashmish, is Meme'et Dizman of Meis Leis, that if she sees them, we send 2-3 hours, she's only telling me up until this Bedika, not before, not the Meis Leis. So the question is, the Mishnah says two things, that this Bedika stops the Meis Leis, and it also stops it even from a Bedika that was made before this. And let's say she made a Bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon, then they have Tashmish 8 o'clock at night, and then she sees 12 o'clock at night. So the Mishnah says now that the Shatome Lamafrei is only up by 8 o'clock until she had the Tashmish, and not before, not until 5 o'clock when she made a Bedik in the afternoon. So Guru Mahal asked the question, what does the Mishnah have to say that for? Hashtu Mies Lies. From Etes, Matas this Bedik now of after Tashmish takes away this man of Mies Lies, that she's not Tamil Mafraya, the 24-hour period, even though that's a longer Zaman. If so, Mipkidu Lipkidu Miboyi, then Peshitam, that this Bedika La'acha Tashmash helps to take away the short time, like we said, let's say she made one Bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she was Torah, and then she made another Bedika after Tashmash 9 o'clock, and then she first went down 12 o'clock. So Peshitam, that the Bedika of the 9 o'clock stops it, that she's not coming back until 5 o'clock. That's a shorter time. Pshita the Bedika stops it. Samura says, now the time I would have thought it's like this, that Meis Leis Choshu Barabon Lepseid of the Tyrus. Maybe it's more just the opposite. If we don't say this Bedika works, so you're going to be Metama, how far back, all the way back 24 hours before. That's going to be a lot of Pseid of the Tyrus. If you're going to say she's Tamei, so all the Tyrus she's touched in between will become Tamei. So in order to stop that, not to be Metama the Tyrus, here we'll say that Rabbanu relied on this Bedika Lacha Tashmish to stop it, that the Tumah does not go back the 24-hour period. But in the case where she made a Bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was a real good Bedika, there was no Chashashi in a rush, there's no Chashashi Chvazera there, that was a good Bedika. Now again, she had Tashmish 9 o'clock, and she made a Bedika Lacha Tashmish, and then she sees 12 o'clock. So the question is now, until how far back is she Tumah? She sees 12 o'clock at night. So the Mishnah is saying that from 9 o'clock on, from 9 o'clock, before that, she's Torah. Because since she made this Bedika L'acha Tashmish at 9 o'clock, so that stops the Tumah from going backwards. Now, let's say this Bedika does not help. How far back would the Tumah go? Only until 5 o'clock when she made that last good Bedika. So I would have thought to say, since here there's not that much time, it's only a few hours, there's not that much Pseida of Tyrus, maybe here the Rabbanu will machmetaka to say that this Bedika does not help. So Kamashmal and the Mishnah know that even though it's a short period of time, still you should know this Bedika she makes Lacha Tashmish is considered 100% good Bedika, and from before this we say she was Torah. The Tumah does not go back, Meis Leis does not go back before this. Then it says in the Mishnah that Ketzer Bayishosa, like what's the case, what's the Chiddush you say? That she's only Tomei from Mikana Labor from now on, and not from before. So Mishnah says the case was that first she was sitting on the bed, and she was Leisik in Truma and Tyrus, and then she got up from the bed, and she stopped Leisik in Truma, and then she saw Dam. So she says, Dayashosa, the Locher is, it's only Tomei, she's Tomei, not the bed, and not the Truma. So Samari asked the question, Lo Malila Misni. What did the Mishnah have to say for? Hoysa Yasharas Bamita, that she was sitting on the bed. Viyasuki Batiris, she was working in Tyrus. Listen, let the Mishnah say straight. Hoysa Suki Batiris, she was working the Tyrus of Pirsho. And she stopped working the Tyrus for us, and then she saw Dam. And what does the Mishnah have to talk about the bed for? Let it just talk about the Tyrus. That even though the Isha was working with Tyrus first, and then she stopped working, and right after which she saw Dam, that the Tyrus is tore. Like, what does Mishnah have to say the case of a bed also for? Sumor says, Hokamashmalon, the Mishnah is teaching us like this, Hokamashmalon, the Taimo, the Dayushosa. Why do we say that the bed is tore? Only because this Isha is Yesh Lovesis, that when she sees Dam, she's only Tomi Mikan Labo, not before. When she sees Dam now, that Midrabonim we say she's Tommy all the way back, the Chiddush is that Mito Nami Matama, that even the bed would have also been Tommy. That's the Chiddush. Not only is it a Chumrin in Tyrus, but anything she touches becomes Tommy also. That's the Chiddush. And what's back of the reason? The Gemara says, Messiah Lezir, there should be a proof to Ziri. The Yom Azir, the Ziri says like this. That me'es li'es shebenida, that it has a tum of me'es li'es by nidam, he should know oisa mishkav u'meshav. That we said she's talking before, it has a regular din of a mishkav u'meshav, letame yodim letame begodim, that whatever she sits on, whatever she's meshav on, either sitting or lying on, mamad makes his tummy as if a nida did it. Now, lachar is, whoever touches that mishkav u'meshav, not only do they become tumim, not only is like an avatumim, but it's a chomadik avatumim, that whoever touches it, while he's touching it, all the begotten that he wears also becomes tummy. So that's Shana Mishnah, that this mita would also become tummy. Like Rashi says, that the mitama means this, mita nami mitama, ke mishkav nida atzmo, like the loch of a mishkav nida, just like a nida sits on a couch and becomes tummy, also this mita also becomes tummy. Shemitama Adam and Agab have all these chumris that now if a man would touch that bed, he would become tummy, and who are din, his begotten man would also become tummy. So that's the chiddush. Rabbanan gave this din tuma mamish like she's a nida, that even a mishka of a meshav also becomes tummy. Rashi says, "Ochi yasin matami odam matami begotten, shodim matami begotten sholov," that the man's begotten that he's wearing becomes tummy also, even though the begotten did not touch the mida, the mita. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that this mita also becomes tummy. And that's a right, that's the Ziri's halachom, that this din tumma of meis leith has mamish a din tumma like an ida, that the mishka of a meishav is mamish tummy, the tummy yod and the tummy begodim. So Moses says, Michti, let's see. Hai mita, this bed, l'chura, is dover shein berdas l'shoilu. It's something you can't ask, it's something that can't talk. So it's like a dover shein berdas l'shoilu. And so the question is then, that then the Sofman has suffered, it should be Torah. Like you have a Chazaka here. So you have a Sofman whether she's Tommy or not before. You have a Sofman whether this bed became Tommy or not. I should still leave the bed because Kosayim. That since before she sat on the bed was Torah. So now also it's Torah. And a Sofman can't say she should not see Dam. The only reason why usually we say Sofman is Tommy, that's Brashusa Yochot, because we learn out from Saita. That by Saita we see the Torah took the Sofik of Saita, made it into a Vadai, that we do not use Chazokis. But that's only on something that if you ask, it can answer you like a person. Bashekin of the Mita, since it's a double shame, but that's the Shoil, that's the Kasha, and the Sofik, it should be Torah. Rashi says, Michti, hai Mita, double shame, but that's the Shoilu. Humeish, leish, svei ketumma, it's only a Sofik ketumma. For whole shame, but that's the Shoil, should be Torah. Rashi says, the Vishleima, a Tyrus, I, the Khuri, asked the same question on the Tyrus also. Why do we say the Tyrus, the Truma that you touched before? Is Tomei, the Khuri, the Tyrus also, we can't ask whether they're Tomei or not. Tyrus said, Rashi, that's good. The Chivan, the Yasukim, and since she was working with them, she had them in the hands of Yachzofen, the Yoda, Hevelek Yoda. That was in the hands, she was working with it, that's Mamish considered like a Yad. That's still like part of her. And just like she, a person, you could ask, therefore, it's clearly by Yesh Badas Yisrael. But the meat is not something she was touching, working with. The meat is agave karka, Rashi says, that's not in her hand. Therefore, since it's agave karka, it's called like a thing by itself. And therefore, the din should be that ain b'das l'shul, sofik should be tor. So Marin says, Kirgamaziri, Ziri answered the case that Mishnah is talking about, Kishachavroseh, Loisisoisavamita, Nechnam. We're talking about now that her friends are carrying her on top of the bed. Meaning to say, the friends are picking up the bed. So who's holding up the bed? Who's Oisik in the bed? Her friend. So her friend, the Yeshbadas Lishrael. So the heavenly Yad Chavruseh is like in the hands of her friend. So the friends are someone you could ask. Therefore, how's the Lach in order from Satan? That's Sotik Tumma for Shusi Yachar is Tame. Therefore, it remains Tame here also. Nothing more says. But the Hashtag, the Yom Rabbi Yechon, not the Rabbi Yechon said another Yisoid. That's Sotik Tumma. Habo bide Yodom. Any suffix tumah, that's a suffix whether a man touched the thing or not. Even though right now the suffix is whether this bed became tummy or not. But since how could it become tummy? The suffix is that a person tummy touched it or not. So the tumah now on the bed or on the chavis came through a person. The loch is neshalom aleho. That that's all considered a tumah sheesh padasli shoyal. Fiafidla b'kli mulch agami karka. Even though this bed would be lying on the ground, not that her friends are carrying this on the ground, still, Kimish Yesh Padasli Shirl, that's all succeeded like Yesh Padasli Shirl. Rashi says, Abob the Yodim, Kugain Zu, the Tuma Yodabo coming through her, Kugain Noise Shirt, that's the song he's carrying a sheriff in his hand. And Sotak, he has a doubt whether he touched this Kli that's moved on the Gabi Karak or not. So this Kli would be considered like Yesh Padasli Shirl, and if it be in a Rishus Yachim, and Sotak could be Tommy. That's the Yechon Halacha. That even though the actual bed itself, the actual Kli, is Zainbo Dasli Shoyal, but since the Suffolk, how it became Tummy, was through a Nodim, and a Nodim is called Yeshbo Dasli Shoyal, so therefore, Minas Suffolk, it would be Tummy. And that's the Kiddush, if so, Afopi Shein Chavrusel, Loisis, Loisla the Mito, and with the same Halacha, even though the friends are not carrying in the Mito, the Mito of this Mito now would be considered like Yeshbo Dasli Shoyal. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.